This is the Sakar Murli of 20th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are the godly salvation army. You have to give everyone salvation by enabling souls to connect their love to the One Father. Question, what do people use their intellects for, and what should you use your intellects for? Answer. People use their intellects to reach the end of the sky and the world, but there is no benefit in that. They cannot find the end of them. You children are using your intellects to become worthy of worship. The world will not worship them. You children are becoming worthy of worship deities. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. Om Shanti. You children have understood that this is the path of knowledge and that is the path of devotion. The question is the path of devotion better or is the path of this knowledge better? There are both things. It is said there is salvation through knowledge. It can definitely be said that devotion and knowledge are separate. People believe that they will receive knowledge by performing devotion and that only then will they receive salvation. There cannot be knowledge in the middle of devotion. Devotion is for everyone and this knowledge is also for everyone. At this time it is the end of the Iron Age. Therefore, everyone must surely be in a state of degradation. That is why people call out and sing, "We will break away from everyone else and connect ourselves to you alone." Who is he? To whom will they connect themselves? They don't understand this. Generally, their intellects go to Sri Krishna when they say, "I will have true love for you." Since they love Sri Krishna, there is no need for gurus or anyone else. They should remember Sri Krishna alone. Everyone has a picture of Sri Krishna. People celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna, and so there is no need to go to anyone else. In the same way, Meera loved one alone, and she only remembered Sri Krishna while continuing to do everything. While living at home, she had to do everything, eat and drink. She had true love for Sri Krishna alone. It was as though she was his lover and he was her beloved. One also receives fruit by remembering Sri Krishna. Everyone knows Sri Krishna. People sing, "I have true love for you," and have broken away from everyone else. The highest on high is the true Supreme Father. Only the One Father gives everyone the inheritance. No one knows him. Although they speak of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, they don't know when he comes. Since there is the birthday of Shiva, he must definitely come. No one knows when he comes or what he does when he comes. Not a single human being knows that he grants salvation to everyone. However, how does he do that? What is the meaning of salvation? They don't understand anything. Shiv Baba must definitely have given the sovereignty of heaven. You children who belonged to that religion did not know this. Since you had forgotten this, how could others know? You have now come to know this from Shiv Baba, and you also tell others. You are the godly salvation army. You can call it salvation or the army for salvation. You children now have this responsibility. You can explain the pictures. There are many languages. The pictures also have to be created in the main languages. There is great complication over languages too, and that is why the exhibition set had to be created. It is very easy to explain using pictures. All of this knowledge is included in the cycle. The ladder is just for the people of Bharat. There are no other religions in that. It isn't that when Bharat becomes Tamo Pradhan, others don't become Tamo Pradhan. Everyone becomes Tamo Pradhan. Therefore, there should be something for them too. All of these thoughts of service should enter your intellects. Also, explain the secret of the two fathers. The inheritance is received from the Creator. No one in any of the other religions knows that Lakshmi and Narayan were the first empress and emperor of Bharat, that is, a goddess and god. Acha, how did they receive the kingdom of heaven? They must definitely have received it from God. No one knows how or when they received it. They put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita and have shown annihilation, but there is no result from that. You children have to explain this. There are pictures everywhere. There must also be pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan, although their dress and features, etc., would be different. Everyone has created whatever they felt like. Srinath and Srinathini are Krishna and Radhe. Sri Radhe and Sri Krishna do not have crowns. They are not dark blue either. The kingdom is Lakshmi and Narayan's, not Radhe and Krishna's. People have created many different temples and have given them the same name, Lakshmi and Narayan. The dynasty would be called that of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is a dynasty of Rama and Sita and one of Lakshmi and Narayan, but not of Radhe and Krishna. These things don't enter the minds of human beings. You children also understand number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Those who are interested in serving become very enthusiastic. Some say that they understand everything, but methods have to be created to help them open their mouths, to give knowledge. Some think that they will find God by studying the Vedas and scriptures, by holding sacrificial fires, by doing tapasya, and by going on pilgrimages, etc. However, God says, all of those are methods to distance you from me. Everyone has to attain degradation in the drama, and that is why they have portrayed such things. Previously, we also used to say that God is at the peak and that anyone can reach him by any path. So people use different paths to reach him, and when they become tired of all the different paths of devotion, they begin to call out to God, O Purifier, come and show us the way to become pure. We cannot become pure without you. We have become tired. Day by day, devotion completely tires you out. So many hundreds of thousands of people now go and gather at the Mela. There is so much dirt there. It is now the end, and this world has to change. In fact, there is only the one world, but they have created two parts, so that people think that heaven and hell are two separate worlds. However, they are just half and half. There is the golden age at the top, and then there are the silver, copper, and iron ages. Everyone has to become Tamo Pradhan in the iron age. The world has to become old. No one understands these things. They are confused. Some consider Sri Krishna to be God, and others consider Sri Rama to be God. Nowadays, people call themselves God. I am an incarnation of God. Human beings have made themselves higher than the deities. The deities are still said to be deities. Here they call human beings God. That is the path of devotion. Deities were residents of heaven. How could human beings be God now, in the Iron Age? The Father says, I come at the confluence age, when I have to come and transfer the world. This Iron Age will change into that Golden Age, and everyone else will go to the land of peace. That is the incorporeal world, and this is the corporeal world. A big incorporeal tree has to be created in order to explain it. The element of Brahm is as big as the sky itself. The end of neither of them can be reached. Although they try to do this and go there in aeroplanes, they cannot reach the end. There is nothing but just the ocean and the sky. There is nothing there. They try to do this a great deal, but what is the benefit of any of those things? They think that they are using their intellects. Such are the intellects of human beings. Human beings also have a lot of arrogance of science. No matter how many discoveries someone makes, the whole world is not going to worship him. The deities are worshipped. The Father is making you children so elevated. He takes all of you back to the land of peace. Although everyone knows that they come from the incorporeal world, people of the world don't understand it in the same way as you do. No one knows what that is, or how souls reside there, or how they then come down here number-wise. They don't understand that there is the incorporeal tree in the great element of Brahm, that only a few people reside in the Golden Age, and that all the rest of the souls reside in the incorporeal world. Just as this is a corporeal world, so there is that incorporeal world there. The world never becomes empty, neither this world nor that world. When it is the end, souls are transferred. A few have to remain in this world. If the whole world were to become empty, annihilation would have taken place. Annihilation cannot take place because this is an imperishable land. Keep all of these things in your intellects. Think throughout the whole day about how to benefit others. When your love is connected to that one, you can give that one's introduction. He is the Father, and you receive the inheritance from him. We can tell you how you can receive that. It is number-wise among those who can say this. Some give very good lectures, whereas others are unable to do so. Therefore, they have to learn. Each of you children has to benefit yourself. Since you have found the right path, you have to benefit one another. Your heart's desire is to give others the Father's inheritance by serving them spiritually. Everyone serves one another. The Father comes and teaches you how to do spiritual service. No one else knows how to do spiritual service. Only the spiritual Father serves the spirits. A lot of physical service has been done for many births. Now, in this last birth, do the spiritual service that the Father has taught you. There is benefit in this. There is no benefit in anything else. You also have to live at home with your families and fulfill your responsibilities. Explain this to them and benefit them. If they love you, they will listen to something. Some are afraid that they too might have to renounce everything. Nowadays there are many sannyasis. They simply put on saffron robes and speak a few words, and they receive food from somewhere or other. They receive a little food from any shop they go to. Then they go to another shop and receive a little more, and that would be enough to fill their stomachs. There are many types of beggar. You only receive one type of inheritance from this father. You receive the unlimited sovereignty, and you become constantly free from disease. The wealthy don't take this up as much. The poor have to be benefited. Baba is also having many exhibition sets made, because there are many villages. When the government ministers, etc., understand that this knowledge is very good, everyone will come to listen. Yes, as you make further progress, your name will be glorified and many will come. It takes time for the rust to be removed. If someone were to busy himself in this day and night, perhaps the rust would then be removed. When a soul becomes pure, his body will be shed. All of these matters have to be understood. Also explain at the exhibitions. The main thing is that everything applies to Bharat. When it is the rise of Bharat, it is the rise of everyone. More service can be done at exhibitions than with projectors. Gradually there will continue to be growth. Day by day, your name will be glorified. It should be written that this also happened 5,000 years ago. These are very wonderful matters. Baba signals to you children, but you forget many things. If anything happens, it would be said that it also happened 5,000 years ago. These things are very clear, but that is only if they sit in their intellects. You should print these things in the newspapers so that they can at least understand something. A very good first-class stage is required for the path of this knowledge. Also remember such good things and remain cheerful. When you develop this practice, your stage becomes very happy and joyful through it. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Break the love of your intellect away from everyone else and connect it with the One Father, and do the service of connecting everyone's love to the One Father. 2. Become a true spiritual helper of God. Benefit yourself and also show this path to others. Make your stage very happy and joyful. Blessing. May you be a great soul and give happiness to all souls with your elevated interaction. All souls receive donations of happiness from great souls in every type of interaction with them. Great souls give happiness and receive happiness. So check. In terms of being a great soul, did I give everyone happiness throughout the day? Did I perform charitable acts? Charity means to give someone something with which that soul gives blessings in return. So check, do I receive blessings from all souls? Did I cause sorrow for any soul, or take it? Only then can you be called a great soul. Slogan: to think about something after you have done it is a form of repentance. Aviact signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. The nature and sanskars of each of you are your own, but to be loving to all, to be successful in all your relationships and in everything else, to be victorious in your mind and have sweetness in your words, is only possible when you have an easy nature. To have an easy nature means to make yourself easy by recognizing the time, people and circumstances. To be easy means to be harmonious and able to mold oneself. Easy means not to be careless. Om Shanti.